It was a heck of a game. Heck of a game in a much different locker room than it has been over the last few weeks. So proud of our guys. Again, throughout that game, didn't matter if something bad happened or good happened. I mean, they really did a nice job of just staying level-headed and kept playing. We knew that it was going to be a 60-minute game. Didn't know that all the things were going to happen. But I can tell you, when adversity hit throughout the game, nobody really flinched. They just kept playing, and they kept believing in each other. So I'm proud of them. I mean, it's like I said, as he was going out, I said, we 307, 3 minutes. He said, we do this every week. It's no big deal. And he's right. I mean, we work 2 minute every week and been doing that since the first day that we got here. And he's comfortable with it. I mean, if you look at our guys in a 2 minute situation, there is no, I mean, they're not helter skelter. They're just because we go at that pace all the time. So it's just very, very calm for them, actually. Who did? Oh, I thought you said I did. I know better than that. Marquise, he really was. I mean, throughout the game. I mean, he really did a nice job of checking the ball down. I thought there were times. I mean, he didn't push the ball into any coverages that he shouldn't have. He just checked it down when he should. And, he did a heck of a job tonight, really. I mean, the way he ran the ball, as always, and then the way he threw it tonight.
This is really the first time this year you've gotten really good production from your running backs. Was there any kind of adjustments, or was it just an emphasis on trying to get them involved a little bit more?
You're talking 2 weeks in a row that we've had our starting five back there and back up front, with some reps under their belt. So I think they're doing a better job, and that's and then with Marquise being able to run, it's going to open up some things for the running backs also. So, but those kids ran hard tonight. They did a nice job as a unit, as a three of them.
Offensive line wise, you mentioned the guys being back healthy. It looked like they were equal parts good in pass protection and in helping the run. Where have they really grown the most the last few weeks?
I'd say run in the running game the last couple of weeks. I mean, we've done a really pretty good job of the pass protection. I mean, and a lot of that you give credit to Marquise because he'll get the ball out of his hands when he needs to. But last week he didn't really get pressured a whole lot, and tonight he didn't. I mean, he was able to sit in there and throw the ball where he wanted to, and so that's why I think you saw him make really good decisions today.
He gave up a lot of yards, but their possession time was only 31-30. Is that the stat you were looking at all the time?
All I care, for the defense. I mean, we face that that offense once a year, and it's very difficult. I don't care how many yards. I mean, we just needed to win the football game. So if we just made one play that enabled us to win a football game, then I'm good with it, and we'll put it to bed, and we won't think about it until we start figuring out what we want to do to defend it next year. So because we're not going to see it again. And it's that's what makes it so tough. And it's tough on a defense to try to get ready in 3 days for that offense. It is.
After this game, what's your opinion on the quarterback situation now?
It hadn't changed.
Larry obviously don't want to give up a touchdown there late, but was it almost good that it happened so quickly and you guys still had 3 minutes with your rather at bat as opposed to?
Yeah, we had, it was 3:07 on the clock and three timeouts, so that's a bunch of time, So. Would I have preferred them to do that over, milk 3 minutes off the clock and give it to us with 7 seconds? You bet, you never know how it's going to happen. I mean, you really don't. You can't predict it. I mean, fortunately, the thing that our guys did was when they did score, I mean, the offense, they never really thought much about it. We're going to go back out and we'll take it down and score, because they knew they had a lot of time. So there was really no panic involved because they knew we were going to continue to do the same things. We were going to run the ball, throw it when we needed to. And so I think they were pretty comfortable.
Was that 7 of your last 9 possessions you guys scored?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is about what you envisioned, what you thought?
Well, we got more possessions today than I expected. I mean, in the last 2 years, I mean, we haven't even gotten close to that. I think you said how many was it?
11.
Okay, so that's more than what we expected. I mean, I was expecting 9. So, I think we were. If you look at it, we had what, 4 penalties tonight. One of them was on the 2-point play. I can't remember what all the other. We had a holding on the second or third play of the game on the wide receiver. We had a bad snap infraction on the center, and I don't remember what the other one was.
False start.
So all 4 of them were on offense. Not 1 on special teams, not 1 on the defense. So, you know, guys cleaned it up a lot better and did play the much smarter.
Brian Switzer had a huge game for you guys. What allowed him to have that type of success, and how important was it that you guys got those big plays?
Oh, it was obviously very critical. He scored two big touchdowns for us. You know, I mean, it was just with what they were doing defensively. I mean, there were quite a few times where the ball was going to get pushed to him. The deep one was a play for him that was set up, and we got the coverage that we wanted. So we felt, I mean, and he's one of the few guys that can actually run the route that we ran on that, because it takes some time, and he does a great job with it. And so, I mean, he really worked the safety over, and you know, I mean, without those two touchdowns, we'd have been struggling.
T.J. Lunder ran hard.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he,
he stepped up. He really did. It wasn't so much about let me try to make you miss as it was I'm gonna try to punish you when you tackle me, and that was nice to see that mentality out of him.
Marquise said that he could throw the ball 5 yards out of bounds and Matt Collins would still catch it. What do you think about his performance the past couple
days? Well, I think I love that Marquise truly has that kind of confidence in Mac, actually. He really does. And because Mac makes those plays in practice. He does it all the time. And he loves to talk about it the whole time, too. We talk about people have to make competitive plays. Well, that was a competitive play. That's a competitive catch. You know, anybody can catch him when you're open. It's who can catch him when a guy's hanging on you or he's got you covered. But the quarterback throws the ball to you. You got to make a play. And Mac's done that now numerous times in the games.
How big was this? Not necessarily in the big picture, but just to get your kids.
It was huge. It was huge. I mean, we needed this more than anything right now. You guys know what we've been doing and what we've been going through. And, you know, I told you their guts were ripped out last week the way they played, because they played hard and had a chance to win a game against the number 5 team in the country at that time. And so, I mean, they needed this because they haven't wavered the way they've practiced. Their attitudes, they've kept believing. And let me tell you, that's not easy to do. That's not easy to do when the coaches keep preaching the same thing over and over and over. And everybody on the outside saying, nah, you ought to be doing this, or you ought to be doing that, or you ought to be playing this guy or that guy. And all they do is stay focused and kept believing in what we were preaching and what we're teaching. And, you know, hopefully because of it, that's why we won a game today.
Do you leave this game still concerned about your defense, or do you say as long as we score more than they can?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm still concerned about the offense, the defense, and our special teams. We still didn't create a game-changing play on special teams. I mean, I got all kind of concerns. But, I know we don't face this offense again, so I'm not going to be worried about that right now. But I got a lot of things to worry about.
Thank you.